Today's shir is Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. As we, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, Amasayim the Masechta, and we will begin on the last line of Daf Nun Heyom Be'ez, U'Bechilak Lechem Aponim. We had learned in the Mishnah that even though the Kohanim are divided into Mishmairis, when it comes Yontif, to a certain degree, as we learned and will learn, all the Kohanim participate in the Avodah. And one of the things that we learned is that all the Kohanim, as they distribute the Lechem upon them on Shabbos during Yontif, get a share, not just the Kohanim, as we're going to learn from that Mishnah and the next week's Mishnah. Tarabonim. So begins the Gemara, Nine Shekala Mishmar Shavos Bechilik Lechem upon them, that even though the Lechem upon them is not distributed because of Yontif, the Lechem upon them is distributed because of Shabbos. So, yes, all the Mishmaris are equal in the Avodah of the Yontif, but Lechem Aponim is not really connected to the Avodah of Yontif. Tamalayma, the Pasuk says, regarding the Kohanim who come to do the Avodah on Yontif, the Pasuk says, V'sheris b'shem Hashem alakov, k'chol echav Halavim ha'im bin sham l'fnei Hashem, chelik k'chelik yochelu, k'chelik ba'avoidah, just like all of the Kohanim are equal in doing the avoidah that week, kach chelik ba'achila, they divide the food that's distributed that week as well. Says the Gemara in explaining this b'raisa, ma'achila, exactly what is meant when it says that they divide the achila. Ilayma kabanas, if it's talking about the kabanas that they all participated in bringing those kabanas, that's learned from elsewhere, says the Gemara. Mahasim Nafka. The Pasuk says, L'koin ha-makrev oisah lo'isiyah. Whoever's involved in bringing the carbon gets a share in the koin. And since all the kohanim are involved in bringing the kabanas that week, as we've been learning, they get a chelik in the kabanas. Ella, this Pasuk must be referring to lechem aponim. Continues the Braisa, Yochel af b'chayvus habayis shloi machs regel, that even kabbonis that are not built because of regel, the aloch regel, if they're brought on yontif, even though they're not brought because of yontif, all kahanim should be equal. Tamaloymer levad memkarav al avos. The Gemara teaches us that the kahanim, as we've learned, made an arrangement amongst themselves. Ma machru avos, what did the first generation, what kind of a deal did the first generation Kohanim make up? Zelazeh, they sold their rights. Ani b'shabati, I will work on my week. Vata b'shabatcha, and you will work on your week. And that's where we learned that they are allowed to, they made this deal. So I saw that the Sefer Beis Aaron asks a question. He asks that the Gemara says, "Ein kaim avos ela shloisha." There are only three who may be called avos: Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he asks, in our Gemara, we find that the Kohanim are called avos. So the Ritva says that the only time we have an issue with people being called avos, says the Ritva, is during tefillah. But here, we're not speaking about tefillah, obviously. When we're not speaking about tefillah, you could call other people of us as well. Another shot that the Meiri suggests is when you mean to call somebody as a father of our people, and you mean to say that a father of Klal Yisrael is someone other than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that, Chazal taught us, is prohibited. But if you're using the word of us, but your intention in using the word avos is not in any way to mean that only they considered the forefathers of our nation, then using the word avos is not prohibited. Furthermore, we see from here that the Pasuk, the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk uses the word mechira to represent the deal that they made. But even though nothing was actually sold, from here says the Shas HaTshuvas Avodas Gershuni, that we learn we could use the word mechira even when it's a chalipin, when it's not really actually a sale. Because what happened here was that they made an arrangement with each other that I work this week and you'll work that week. Moreover, the Panim Yafis makes an observation. Normally, whenever we speak about Hilchas Mechira, when we speak about the halacha of sale, the halacha is that a davar shelo be'olam, something which isn't yet in existence, is not something that could be sold. So here, he points out, when, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, when David and Shmuel made this arrangement amongst the Kohanim about the Mishmairis, these Kohanim that we'll have in future generations weren't even yet in existence. But still, this type of arrangement can be made even in a situation when they're not, where the people are not here yet. So the Maril makes a very interesting point. He says that very often it comes up in different communities. There are chiyuvim, people who are saying Kaddish, people who need to daven as the Baal Tefillah because they have Yahrzeit or their Aveilim, Rachman Tzlan. And the question that the Maril discusses is sometimes you have members of the community, members of the shul, and then other people come and they also want to have the ability to have the omid if they need it because they're Aveilim. And the question is, can the people who live in the community say, well, if you're not a member here, you don't get those rights? So he says, from our Gemara, we have a raya, you can make such a deal. Because what happens here, the Mishnah says that the Kohanim made arrangements amongst themselves. I'm going to work this week, and you're going to work next week. That means, since this week is my week, I have precedence. And so too, the members of a community can make that type of a deal amongst themselves. So we learned further in our Mishnah. Betzeres, on Shavuos, Oymaloi, Helich, Chametz, Helik Matzah, Helik Chametz. On Shavuos, where they both had the lechem, if Shavuos was on Shabbos, they both had the lechem aponim, which is matzah, and shtei lechem, which is chametz, they divided it amongst all the Kohanim. Furthermore, we learned earlier in our Masechta that the Gemara says, ha'isa sukkah, somebody who makes the sukkah, mevarich, makes a bracha shachiyonu kimanu l'zman hazeh. Our Gemara, as Rashi explains the Gemara, that if somebody made that bracha when he built his sukkah, so there's no reason for him to make a shachiyonu on the night of sukkahs, on his sukkah. Because on the sukkah itself, he already made the shachiyonu when he built the sukkah. Our Gemara is referring to a situation which is actually, as we learned when we learned those sugyas, the case usually in our world, where people don't make a shachiyonu when they build the sukkah, and they make the shachiyonu when they come into the sukkah on the first night of Yontif. Or if somebody forgot to make the shachiyonu. And now the question is, so now it's the first night of Sukkot, and he has to, of course, make Kiddush, and he also has to make a shachiyonu. And the question is, what should he do? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. There are other Rishonim, however, say that if the situation were like we just described, where he did not make a shachiyonu when he built the sukkah, there's no the discussion of our Gemara would not be relevant. Everybody would agree that the shachiyonu is on the sukkah, and everybody would agree, therefore, that we make a leish b'sukkah and then a shachiyonu. Those Rishonim that don't learn like Rashi, they learn pshat in our Gemara is that this person, certainly, that this person did not make made a shachiyonu when he built the sukkah, and still the Gemara is going to begin to discuss what is the proper order of brachas on that night. Itmar, Rav Oma, Rav says when we make kiddush and then we finish the kiddush, first we make a leish b'sukkah on the sukkah after kiddush. Vachach, we make a shachiyonu. Rav Bar Chana Amar Zman, first we make the shachiyonu, ve'achakach sukkah, and then we make the shachiyonu. Because the shachiyonu should be right next to the kiddush. And the Gemara explains, Rav Amar Sukkah. Rav says, first we make the brach leish besukkah v'akach zman, and then we make the shechiyonu. Chiyuva de yoyim ha'odif. The leish besukkah is connected to the yontif. Since the leish besukkah is an integral part of the yontif, that should come first. So of course, all the achroinim ask that the shechiyonu also comes because of Yontif. Why are we making Shachiyona by Kiddush the first night of Sukkot if not because of Yontif? So the Tzlach explains that since a Shachiyonu is made by every Yontif, and the Leish B'Sukkah is only made on Sukkot, so that's why the Leish B'Sukkah is considered much more connected to the Yontif than the Shachiyonu. The Lechem Yehuda has a number of explanations. He says that the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah is an obligation that's connected to an act. You have to build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah. Shechiyonu is not connected to any act. So something that's connected to a maisa is more significant than something that's not connected to a maisa. Another pshat that he says that when you make a bracha on Leish B'Sukkah, you also have to do something with it. The Shechiyonu doesn't carry with it any obligation. You make the Shechiyonu and you're finished. And therefore, the Shechiyonu is less significant than the Leish B'Sukkah. Another pshat is that when you make a bracha of Leish B'Sukkah, so it's very clear that the Leish B'Sukkah is because of the Sukkah. The Shechiyonu, it's not that clear that the Shechiyonu is connected to the Yontif. And therefore, it makes more sense to make the Leish B'Sukkah first. That's what the Gemara means, he says, that when it's Chayvus Hayoim. Another pshat that the Divrei Mekil suggests is that, as we learned, you could have made the Shechiyonu before Yontif, as we just quoted, the Gemara, that you could have made the Shechiyonu when you built the Sukkah. The Leish B'Sukkah, there was no option to make at that point. And therefore, since the Leish B'Sukkah, there was no option to make at that point, the halacha is that you make the Leish B'Sukkah first. Rabbi Babachana Amar, Rabbi Babachana, however, says, Zman V'Akach Sukkah. First we make the Shechiyonu, and then we make the Leish B'Sukkah. Why? Because as we discussed in our previous year, Tadr V'Sheina Tadr, you have the Leish B'Sukkah, you have the Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu is much more commonly made, of course, than the Leish B'Sukkah, Toidu Koidim. But it's very interesting. When Rashi describes that the Shechiyonu is more Tadr, Rashi says because you make a Shechiyonu on every Yontif. But the question is, why did Rashi, when he wants to say that what makes the Shechiyonu Tadr, say because you make it on every Yontif, the Gemara, he could have said that we make a Shechiyonu many times during the year, Not just on Yontif. So shouldn't that be a proof that the Shechiyonu is Tadr? So from here, many Achroinim take a very important point. They say that there are two words that sound the same, but are really not identical. One is the word Tadr, and one is the word Matsui. Certainly, Shechiyonu is much more Matsui than Leish B'Sukkah. But even though the Shechiyonu is much more Matsui than the Leish B'Sukkah, because there are many opportunities where we get to make a Shechiyonu, but they're not obligations. Shechiyonu that we have to make on Yontif, that's an obligation, and that's why it's called Tadir. So where is this very applicable? I saw that the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Shlita says, that his father, the stipler, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, as he became an elderly person, he left the house very infrequently. But one year, the beginning of Nisan, was the year that we make the Birchas Hachama. The Birchas Hachama is made once every 28 years. And he had not yet made the Birchas Eilonis. And he left his home to go make the Birchas Hachama. And as he's leaving his home, he also was going to make the Birchas Eilonis, that he was when he saw a tree in blossom in Nissan. And the question was, which bracha should come first? So the question is, we could immediately suggest that it's Tadir V'Sheina Tadir. But the question is the Birchas Eilonis considered Tadir or the Birch Salon is considered Matsui. If it's considered Tadir, so of course, as the Gemara just said, we have a rule of Tadir, Mishayda Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, and we should make the Bracha of the Ilanus first. But we're going to call it Matsui, and the way we just explained Rashi, just because something is Matsui, it doesn't put it into the category of Tadir, then we wouldn't necessarily make that Bracha first. So we had the question, what is the proper order? Shechianu, and then Leisha B'Sukkah, or Leisha B'Sukkah, and then Shechianu. Says the Gemara, Lema, perhaps the Dismachlaikis, Rav, Rabba B'Bechana, B'Plukta the B'Shamay B'Sel Kamifgi, are disputing a Machlaikis that we find between B'Shamay and B'Selu. The Tani, Tvarim Shebein B'Shamay B'Selu, we find these Machlaikis in between B'Shamay B'Selu, B'Suda. They have, the Bryce speaks about different situations that come up by the Suda in our shiur where it comes up to making Kiddush Friday night. What is, where we have a machloikus. B'shamayim mevarach al yoyim v'akach mevarach al yayin. First we make the Mekadosh Shabbos and then we make the Bari Pri Agofen. Or beis hilo ayim mevarach al yayin v'akach mevarach al yoyim. As we do, we first make the Bari Pri Agofen and afterwards the and then we make the Mekadosh Shabbos. B'Sham Amrim, and that Gemara explains their positions. B'Sham Amrim, Mevarach al Yoyim, V'Akach Mevarach al Yayin. The first we make the Mekadosh Shabbos, and then we make the Bari Pri Agofen, for two reasons. Sheyoyim Goyim L'Yayin Sheyovoy. What makes that we should have to make Kiddush? Yayin, Shabbos. And therefore, it makes sense to make the Mekadosh Shabbos first. Furthermore, it says B'Shamay, Kiddush Hayoyim, Shabbos comes as soon as Friday night begins. As soon as Tzeis HaKachavim comes, we have Shabbos. Adayin Yoyin Leiba, but the Chi of Kiddush only comes when the Chi of Yayin only comes when we make when we come to make Kiddush. And these are the reason why we should make the Mekadosh first. Because first, and as I saw the Achroinim explain, that first we have to daven. We can't make Kiddush immediately when the day begins. And therefore Kiddush comes before, the Kaddish Shabbos comes before Bari Pri Agofen. Beis Hillel Aymrim, Mevarach al Yayin V'Akach Mevarach al Yayin. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says that first we make a Bari Pri Agofen and then we make Kaddish Shabbos. Sheyayin Goyim L'Kiddush Shetomer. If you didn't have any wine, you wouldn't have any Kiddush. Dover Acher, another reason why Beis Hillel says the Bari Pri Agofen comes first. Shebech Sheyayin Tadira. We make a Bari Pri Agofen all the time, where it's not the Birchas Kiddush. Tadav Sheena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. So the question that many Achroinim, of course, ask is in understanding the opinion of Beis Shammai, why did Beis Shammai have to give two reasons? So explains the Tzlach, there are going to be situations where one of the reasons, only one of the reasons, are applicable. The Gemara says, Sheyayim Goyim L'Yayim Sheyovoy, that you only make Kiddush, that you only bring wine because of Shabbos, and therefore you should make Kiddush on the wine. That's only when you're making Kiddush on wine. But if you're making Kiddush on bread, so you have to eat bread irrespective of the Kiddush, because you have to eat Shalosh Shodus on Shabbos. So therefore, saying Sheyoyim Goyim L'Yayim Sheyovoy is only applicable when you're making Kiddush on wine. And Beis Shammai says the Tzlach wanted to give us a reason, even in a case where that wouldn't apply, where you're making Kiddush on bread. On the other hand, when Beis Shammai said Shekva Kiddush Hayoyim V'Dayin Yoyim L'Bo, that's when you make Kiddush by night. But let's say when you make Kiddush after it's night. So if you make Kiddush only after it's night, so as we just explained, first Shabbos comes, and then only afterwards the Kiddush comes. But what happens, as is often the case, people make Kiddush ready by day. They make Shabbos early. In that case, you don't have the Svara that the day that the Shabbos came before the Kiddush. And therefore, Beis Shammai had to come up with two reasons. Now, explained the Mefarshim, that because Beis Shammai came up with two reasons, Beis Hillel also had to come up with two reasons. Otherwise, he would feel that Beis Shammai has two reasons and he only has one reason. We should follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, now connecting our machloikus to this machlokes. Lema Rav, that says the first you make Leisha B'Sukkah and after Shechianu, holds like Beis Shammai. And therefore you make a Mekadosh Shabbos before the Borei Pri HaGofen, even though it's contrary to Tadav Shena, Tadav Kodem. On the other hand, Rabbi Babachana, who says the first we make the Shechianu and then the Leisha B'Sukkah, and he explained because we follow the concept of Tadav V'Sheina Tadav Kodem, is going to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel also says that the reason is because, as we just explained, because Tadav V'Sheina Tadav. Amlach Rav, so Rav in defending himself, because where Rav does not want to be, Rav does not want to be in a place that he's consistent with Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, because he always paskin like Beis Hillel. Amlach Rav, so Rav says, and nor the Amri Afilo Beis Hillel. My opinion can be consistent with Beis Hillel. At Kanli Kimri Beis Hillel Hossam, Beis Hillel by Kiddush says Yayin before Mekadosh Shabbos. Ella, his main reason is Shiyayin Garim Kiddush Shetayimer. That the wine comes first because you have to make Kiddush on wine. And not because of Tadav Sheena Tadav. Aval Hocher, regarding the Sukkah, Eloi Zman, Milay Marinim B'Sukkah, the Bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah and the Bracha of Shechianu are not connected in any way. And since they're not connected in any way, therefore, I say over here, we apply the rule of Tadav Shena Tadav Kodem. Rabbi Babchana, Amalach, not Amri Fila Beis Shammai. I could say, even according to Beis Shammai. So I saw the Lakutei Chara Ben Chaim asks, the Rav wants his position to be consistent with Beis Hillel is very understandable. But that Rabbi Babchana is anxious that his position should be consistent with Beis Shammai. Why? Would he be? Why would he be so concerned about? We're not going to pass him like Beis Shammai. So he explains that from Beis Hillel's opinion, we see this the way he understands that for Tadav Sheena Tadav Kodem alone wouldn't be enough. Why wouldn't it be enough? Because if that would be enough, all of Beis Hillel should have just said, he should have just said, Tadav Sheena Tadav Kodem. The fact that we see that Beis Hillel looked for another reason, we see that Tadav Sheena Tadav is not that strong. And therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Bechana Amalach, Anod Amra Filo Beis Shammai. At Kala Kamer Beis Shammai Hossam, Shiyoim, Garim, Shiyan, Shiyovai. As we said, the day comes before the wine. Aval Hocha Ilav Sukkah Milay Miriam Zman. And therefore, they're not connected, and you can make the Leisha B'Sukkah before the Shechianu. Ask the Gemara a question on the opinion of Rav. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah about Tzeres on Shavuos that fell on Shabbos, and the distributing the Shtei Lechem, and the distributing the Lechem upon him. Aymaloi, they distribute the Matzah, the Lechem upon him, first, and then the Chametz. Now, ask the Gemara. V'acha Chametz Iker, because the Chametz, which is the Shtei Lechem, is the main point of this Yontif. And yet, Matzah Tafel, and Lechem upon him, is not as important, presumably, because the Lechem upon him is not connected to Shavuos. And moreover, Rashi explains, the Lechem upon him, really, the Mitzvah of Lechem upon him, is connected to last week, when they put the Lechem upon him into the Shulchan. The Shtei Alechem is connected to today. And yet the Mishnah says, Ketani, that Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. They first distributed the Lechem upon him, and then they distributed the Shtei Alechem. We're not concerned with Tadav Sheena Tadav, Tadav Kodem. Isn't this Tiyuf to the Rav? Isn't this a refutation of the opinion of Rav? Amlach Rav, says the Gemara. Rav will say, this question, why was the proper order of distributing the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him, was actually the subject of Tanoyim, Machlokes Tanoyim. The Tanya, with the Braisa says, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. Why? Because Shtei Lechem upon him comes first, Tadah, V'Sheena Tadah, Tadah Kaidim. Abishalaymer, like we learned in our Mishnah, Helech Chametz, Helech Matzah, because Chametz is more important. Darish, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Loikadivri Rav, Dama Sukkah v'kachzman. Not like Rav said that you first make a Leisha B'Sukkah and then a Shechianu. Ella, the proper order is Zman v'kach Sukkah. Rav Shesh Brei Davidama, Sukkah v'kach Zman. We make the Leisha B'Sukkah and then the Shechianu. It says the Gemara of the Hilchasa, and that is indeed the halacha, that first we make the Leisha Basukah, Vakach, we make the Shechiyonim. So our Gemara is clearly indicating that on the first night of Yontif, we make the Leisha Basukah, and then the Shechiyonim. And the reason is because we want the Shechiyonim to go on the Sukkah as well. And as I said at the beginning of this sugya, certainly we who don't make a Shechiyonu when we build the sukkah should certainly make the Leisha B'sukkah and then the Shechiyonu. But there's a very big machlokes rishonim. What's going to be the night, the halacha, for us in Chutz Laaretz on the second night of Yontif? Does Rav hold, what will they hold on the second night of Yontif? The Ravya holds that on the second day of Yontif as well, first you make the Leisha B'sukkah and then the Shechiyonu. The Rosh says that no, Rav was only referring to the first day of Yontif, the day you make the Shechiyonu, that you make the Leisha B'sukkah and then the Shechiyonu, because as I just said, we want the Shechiyonu to not just go on the Yontif, we want the Shechiyonu to go on the Sukkah, and that's why we make the Leisha B'sukkah first. But on the second night of Yontif, we don't need the Shechiyonu to go on the Sukkah. We've already sat in the Sukkah for an entire first day of Yontif. And therefore there, the Rosh says, we should do like we do by every time when we make Kiddush. We should first make the Shechiyonu right after the Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tafresh Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, Paskins like the Rosh. And he says on the second night of Yontif, you make Kiddush, Shechiyonu, and the Leisha B'sukkah. And the Ramah says that that is the opinion of the Rosh, and that's Kain Roy Linig, that's what we should do. But it's interesting that the Sefer Nemukei Erchayim from the Michas Elazar quotes the Taz, who quotes the Bach, who says that the second night of Yontif, the Halach is like the Ravya, and that the second night of Yontif should be like the first night of Yontif. And he quotes the Maril, that the Maril said that, held that way, and the Ratvaz held that way, and the Noida Behuda held that way. And he says that the Gra says that even though the Gra holds like the Rosh, the Gra says that the Rosh's position is the Rosh's rayas, the Rosh's proofs to his position are not necessarily compelling. And therefore, this is really a machlokes and minhagim. The first night, it seems that everybody agrees we should make the Leisha B'sukkah and then the Shechiyonu. On the second night, it depends on different minhagim. But as I said in a different shir regarding this kind of a shayla, the Paiskim do, however, point out that people who are sitting, if you have a number of people sitting in the same sukkah, everybody in the same sukkah should follow the same minig. It's inappropriate that some people should act in the sukkah this way and some people should act in the sukkah differently. Everybody sitting in the same sukkah should act the same way. We learned further in our Mishnah, Mishmash's Mana Kavua, the Mishmah, which was in place for that week of Yontif, brings the Tamidim, the Darv, and the Davos, Shar Kebonos Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, what is meant when the Mishnah said Shakabonat Tzibur? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Parhelm Dovish Tzibur. We know that if Beis Din issues an incorrect, erroneous psak, and most of Klal Yisrael follow that erroneous psak, we have to bring a Parhelm Dovish Tzibur, or Sir Averes Kachavim, that again, if the Beis Din issued a erroneous psak regarding something which is considered Avodah Zarah, and they said that it's not Avodah Zarah, the halach is that, and the tzibur follow what they paskin, we have to bring the Siri of Avodah Kachavim, and the Gemara is saying that these kabbanas are considered standard kabbanas that are brought by the Mishmar of that week. Vahu, we learned further in the Mishnah, the Mishmar who's in place for that week, Makrav Esakol. Ask them, Lasuya Mai, what is taught with that? Lasuya Kayitzem Esbeach. We know that we learned the Masech Shkolim, that there were many pushkas. There were 13 pushkas, shofars, in the Beis HaMikdash. And we learned there were six of them were there for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Kayetz HaMizbeach means that if the Mizbeach is empty, there's no kabbanis being brought, they never wanted the Mizbeach to be empty. So they brought kabbanis Kayetz HaMizbeach. And the Kayetz HaMizbeach is brought for many different situations. One is for Meiser carbon, if you donated money for a carbon and you didn't need all the money for that carbon, or sometimes we learn in the Gemara that the halach is Yerusha Yistavu, that they're left to become Balmum, and when we sell them, the proceeds are used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of HaMasechta, Yontav HaSamach L'Shabbos, if Yontav comes right before Shabbos, Bein L'Faneh, that means if the last day of Yontav is on Friday, Bein L'Achreh, if Yontav falls on Sunday, HaYikol HaMishmaris Shavos B'Chilak Lechem upon him. All of the Mishmaris got a share in the Lechem upon him. Chalios Yomech L'Hafsik Minatayim, that means if Yontif fell on Thursday or Yontif fell on Monday, Mishmash is Mana Kavua, the Mishmairis who are supposed to get a share in the Lechem upon him. The Aloch is, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, every Shabbos they distributed the Lechem upon him. It was distributed between the Mishmer of last week and the Mishmer of next week. So normally any other Kohanim who are there do not get a share in the Lechem upon him. But here, they will get a share in the Lechem upon him. So Mishmash is on Kavua. These two Mishmairis, last week's and this week, Hayunaitel Esachalas, got 10 of those Chalas. Vamis Akev, the people who came to Beis HaMikdash already because Yontif was on Monday, or people who stayed over because Yontif was on Thursday, we want to give them something. So we don't give them a full portion, we give them two of the 12 Chalas. Shai Moshe Shana. But right on a regular Shabbos, Hanichnas, the new Mishmer, gets 6. Ayotze, in last week's Mishmer, Neutel Sheish, gets 6 of those Chalas. Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas Neutel Sheva, the new Mishmer gets 7 of those Chalas. Vayotze Neutel Chamesh, and last week's Mishmer gets 5 of those Chalas. Mar will explain why. Hanichnasim, the people coming to do the Avodah, the new Mishmer, Cholkim B'Tzofen, they get their portion in the north part of the Mizbeah, of the base, of the Azara, which, as we know, is considered more Choshev. We know the Aloch is, those that say Kabbonis, Kachre Kachim Shchitosim B'Tzofen. So since this is the group that's coming to do the Avodah, they should get their share in the more significant place in the Azara. Hayotzin get it bedorim. They get it on the south side. And there's a very interesting psak based on this from the Ramam Mepanu. He says that if you have people who are going up to the Torah, one just had an aliyah, and one is going to the Sefer Torah because he's getting an aliyah. And the question is, there's not enough room for both to pass. Who should go first? So he says, from here we learn that somebody who's going to do a mitzvah is more significant than somebody who's already done a mitzvah. And therefore, since they're considered more significant, that person should go first. And the Ramam Mepanu seems to teach us that even if the person who's getting the aliyah is the Talmud, and the person who got the aliyah is the Rav, still the person who's getting aliyah is more significant and should go first. The Gittin Sfaradim disagrees. And the Gittin Sfaradim says that even though he conceptually agrees with the Ramam Mepanu and the person who gets the aliyah is more important, that shouldn't supersede that a Talmud has to give Derech Eretz to his Rav. Says the Mishnah, Bilga. One of the Mishmaris was Bilga, and as we're going to learn in the Gemara why, that family was punished. They always Chalkas Bedarim. Even if they were the Mishmer that are going to get the Avodah, they're going to get the Lechem upon him, and then the Mishmer Anichnas, and we just learned that the Mishmer Anichnas always goes B'tzofen. These people, because of their behavior, got it in the Dorim. Another way that they were punished was Tabato Kavua. The animals that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash were put into such rings when they shechted them, but to make it easier to shech them. And the way these rings worked was they were movable, and you opened them and closed them. They didn't have that, and their rings, there were 24 such rings, for every Mishmer had its own ring. Their ring was closed, and they had to use someone else's ring. And Chaloina, and again, they had different cubbies where they kept their knives, where they shechted the animals for the kabbonis. Their cubby was stuma, and they had to use somebody else's cubby. So the Gemara said that in the Mishnah says, Chal Yontav Samach L'Shavus Bein L'Fanei Bein L'Chrev, Yontav is on Friday or Sunday, everybody gets an equal share in the Lechem upon him. Says the Gemara, Mai M'L'Fanei Mai L'Chrev, what was meant with those words in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Ilei M'L'Fanei Yontav Rishon, that Yontav fell on Friday, or L'Chrev, that Yontav Achron, that the last day of Yontav was Sunday, but Shabbos therefore is still part of Yontav. So if Shabbos is part of Yontav, certainly everybody's going to get a share. Ella says the Gemara, as we learned the Mishnah, Yontav Achron, Ella Fanez Yontav Achron, that the last day of Yontav was a Friday, Lachreya was Yontav Rishon, the first day of Yontav is Sunday. And in such situation, there is no option that all the Kohanim will have to be there because they had to be there Friday and they have to remain Shabbos. They can't leave. Or they have to be there already by Sunday, so they're going to have to be there for Shabbos. My Tana, says the Gemara, why do we give them all a shear? Says the Gemara, Kivin the Hani Mekadmi, the Hani Me'achri, they all have to be there. Tukinu Rebel Milsa, the Rabbanan wanted to treat them that all the Kohanim who have to be there should all get a shear in the Lechem upon him. But we learned in the Mishnah, Chal Yom Echad, that means if Yontav was on Thursday or a Monday, then the two Mishmairis, the Mishmah Nichnas and Mishmah Yotze, get 10 of the 12 Chalas, and these two Mishmairis get the two. Ask the Gemara, Vahani Tarati Mai Vadatayu, why do they get these two chalas, Amar Yitzchak Basah and Nafas Dalas. They are the ones that the Gemara asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that on a regular Shabbos, when we divide the chalas, we give 7 to the new Mishmer and 5 to the old Mishmer. The Tanakam said we divide them equally, 6 and 6. Ask the Gemara, Vahani Tanati Mai Vadatayu, why does the Mishmer HaNichnas get 2 more? Because they're going to be the ones that are going to close the doors of the Azara Matzah Shabbos, which were opened by the Mishmer in the morning. So therefore, they get these two extra chalas. Ask the Gemara, v'neimalei, why can't the Mishmer Hayotzi said to the Mishmer Nichnas, Dal Badal? Well, let's divide it equally. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to get 5 this, you're going to get 7 this week, next week you're going to get 5. So let's just make it consistent that everybody should get every week 6. Answers the Gemara. From here we see Amar Abaya, Batsina Tav Mikara. It's better to get something small, which you have now, than Tav Mikara, than to get something that you don't have right now. So it's better to get something that's in your hand right now. And Pash Pshat, Betzina and Kara are the same vegetable, just one is in a smaller size, and one a small pumpkin or a big pumpkin, and it's better to get a small pumpkin that you have in your hands than a big pumpkin that you may never get. So what we get now is better. And that's why the Shalos Tshuvos Shaila Meshiv says that if somebody, a couple, Rachman Tzlan, is getting divorced, and the husband doesn't have the ability to pay at the ksuba, But if he's willing to pay a smaller amount now, not the old ksuba, but his wife will get the entire amount. So he says that the batei dinim in his times already would tell the wife, take the smaller amount, because what is for sure is for sure. Don't rely on something which may never come. Amar Yehuda with Masafin, the iris, the hide of the kabanas of Musvei Shabbos, Cholkim, they divided. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Mishmeres HaYotza Oysa Tomat Shashachar, last week's Mishmah does a Tomat Shashachar, Umesmofim, Umeshmer HaNechnosos Oysa Tomat Shabin Abayim, and Bezichin. The Ktiris of the spoons that were of Ktiris that were on top of the Lechem Aponim, the Naktiris of Levoina. Vil Mesofim Chalkim, like Tani, doesn't say that there any division about the Mesofim. Answers the Gemara, Hai Tana B'chaluk Lo Kamayri. This Tana is focused on what everybody does. He's not focused on how we divide it up. Amar Rava, V'tana D'Bei Shmuel, D'Mayri B'chalukah. I'm going to quote you a braisa that was learned in the Yeshiva Shmuel that does discuss how things were divided, And this brisa doesn't mention in any way that they divided the oiris or the mesafim between the two mishmeres. The Tana de Beiv Shmuel, mishmeres hayoytza oisu tamit shashachar, umesafim, umeshmeres hanachneses oisu tamit shabayin abayim ubezichim, arba kahanim hayinachnasim sham, four kahanim would go into the Azara, shnayim mishma zu, two from last week's mishma, v'shnayim mishma zu, two from next week's mishma, v'cholkim lechem aponim. And it says clearly that the only thing they divided was the lechem aponim. V'ilu mesafim cholkim lektani. There is no mention that they divided the iris of the carbon musaf. Tiyufta the Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, who says that they also divided the musafim, tiyufta is clearly refuted. We learned further in the mishna, hanachnasim cholkim mitzafim, and the next week's Mishnah get there, Lechem Aponim and the Tzofen of the Azara, and last week's get in the Dorim. The people should see Shehei Nechnasim, and they're more significant. And last week's get in the Dorim, Kedei Shiyiru Shehei Yoytzim, and they're less significant. And we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Bilga Loilam Chalekes Bedorim. Bilga always got, no matter, even though if it was the Mishmer HaNichnas, they got their share in the Dharm. So the Gemara goes into the question about Bilga. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'Miriam Bas Bilga, the Mishnah teaches us the story, the Gemara teaches us the story of Miriam Bas Bilga, Shemira Dasa, that she left our religion. And she went and got married to a Greek soldier. And when the Greeks entered the base Hamikdash by the time of the Bayi Sheni, she took her shoe and banged it on the Mizbeach. I'm a Lucas. Lucas means a wolf. Wolf, and the Mefarshim explain, usually devour animals. And here too, you're saying the Mizbeach is devouring the animals, the Kabbanis. Why are you taking Jewish money? And you don't protect them as we are being persecuted. When Chazal heard this, they punished her as we saw in our Gemara. The Mishmar of Bilga did not have the proper respect for the Beis HaMikdash, and they delayed coming when they were supposed to come, when their Mishmah was supposed to do the Avodah. The Nichnas, Shev of Tachtov, and Yeshevav, who was the Mishmah before them, who was supposed to leave, had to remain to do the Avodah. The Shimesh Tachtov to do the Avodah. Vavvi Shishchein HaRishoyim L'Nistakru. Usually, we have a rule, Oyle Rosha, Oyle Shcheinoi. Here, Shcheinah Bilga, the neighbors, Yeshevav, who were the neighbors of Bilga, the Stakru. Shebilga l'oylam chilekes bedarim, Yeshevav achiv always get betzofit. Says the Gemara Bishlama, l'mandam mishmar t'shoy lovoy. According to the second explanation, that why Bilga was punished, because they delayed in coming to the Beis HaMikdash, it's understandable, hanei dekansina l'kula, why they were all punished. But ask the Gemara, el l'manda amma, Miriam bas Bilga shehimira, Dasa, that they had this Miriam, who was a daughter of that Mishmer, that did what she did. So now the question is, Mishum Barte Kansina Leila the day, because Bilga had this member, this woman, that acted inappropriately, why should the whole Mishmer suffer? Answers the Gemara Amr Abaye in. Could the army, in Shila, people say, Shuta the Yanuka Bishuka, that what children speak about, Oidavua Davi Mia. She must have heard it by her parents. So I saw that the Slonimer Rebbe and the Siva Shalom asks a question. He says that unfortunately, we see that all of us, of course, want that we should have wonderful children who go b'derech ha-toyer v'ha-mitzvus, but sometimes we don't have, that doesn't always happen. And it's not necessarily because the parents are not good people or that the parents didn't try to be mechanech the children. So why, again, if unfortunately this Bilga family had already enough of a tsar that they had such a child in their family, why is the Gemara so certain that the parents spoke inappropriately about the Mizbeach? So he says, there is no proof, and we can't make an unequivocal statement that the parents spoke disparagingly about the Mizbeach. But he says that if the parents would have spoken respectfully with the proper kavod about the Mizbeach, it would have at least prevented that if the daughter wasn't going on the right path, she wouldn't speak disparagingly about the Mizbeach. How does it come that somebody should speak disparagingly about a Mizbeach? That's such a height of chutzpah. And therefore, says the Nesiv Shalom, it must be because they never heard at home that her parents should speak about the Mizbeach properly. And because the parents did not speak about the Mizbeach properly, that is the result, and that's why they deserve to be punished. But I asked the Gemara, so if her parents did not do what's proper, kansina lekula mishmara, do we punish the entire mishmar? It's the parents are the ones that we have to consider. But why the entire mishmar? Answer the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Oyla Rasha Oyla Shcheinai. There's a rule, Oyla Rasha Oyla Shcheinai. If somebody is not, that somebody's neighbors are the same. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Chassidim says that when somebody in Siman Tov Shin Ayin Beis, Tzarech Adam Shiyore Shemayim Kishim Espalo, when somebody is looking for a seat in shul, he should look for a seat next to tzaddikim, not on the other next to people who are rishoyim. Because the pasuk says in Mishlei, rochak Hashem rishoyim v'tfilas tzaddikim yishama. So you want to have a situation that you're next to people. Toiv l'tzaddik, as the Mishnah, as the Gemara, as the Masechta concludes, Toiv l'shadik, Toiv l'shcheinai, Amru tzadik itoiv, Kifrima aleim yechelu. So, most explain that this is really not connected to the Masechta. The answer of Oil Rosh Oil Shcheinai makes sense. But the reason this is brought here, because we want to end the Masechta on a positive note. But I saw that the Mefarshim say, if we look at this Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Amru tzadik itoiv. The pasuk begins with Lashon Yochid, and it concludes Kifri Malaleim Yechelu, B'Lashon Rabbim. And to teach us from here the power of a Yochid. You could have one tzaddik, but that one tzaddik can have so much influence on the Tzibur, that Kifri Malaleim Yechelu, it could have a proper effect on the entire community. And I saw a beautiful pshat. When Rasha does an Aveira, Rav Nosson Gishtetner explains. So not only does he get punished, but he's going to get punished because he caused that his neighbors get punished. And when a tzaddik does something good, not only will he get schar for doing the right thing, but as we're learning now, because he did the right thing, it has a positive influence on his neighbors and all the people that he comes in contact with. And therefore, all of those people are doing the right thing. So he won't get just schar for what he did right, but he's going to get schar for what all the other people did right and did well because of his behavior. Mazel tov.